Already, the rabbis shayge kemeset that the chlal odom amazik is chayiv, even though he does damage b'shayge. The einus karotzen, even though he's an einus, also he's chayiv karotzen. So we use the pasuk already once, petzatachas potza. Tomorrow says no, we can learn out both things from here, because im kain, if so, if it's only for shayge and kemeset, nichtav kro petza bepetza, my petza tachas potza. What's the extra word tachas? Shemamina tarati. We learn out two things from here. First of all, that Odom HaMazik is chayiv even b'shegeg. And secondly also, that you have to pay for tsar, even b'mokim we have to pay for nezek also. Rav Popo Mishmei Derovo Omar Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'rape Yerape. So what you have to pay for the doctor bills. So come to teach us here the extra word, Litein Rufu of b'mokim nezek. That even in the case that you have to pay for nezek, you should know you also have to pay for the doctor bills. If you damage, you cut off his arm. So even though you paid how much the body is worth less now, you also have to pay for the doctor bills to heal him. So Maris Takashi is an extra for that. We need it already. Likiratanya, like Likiratana, the very Rabbi Yishmael. Tatana, the very Rabbi Yishmael. The Pasuk says, Verape, Yerape, is Mikan, from here we learn out, Shenitna Rishus, Leroyfe, Lerapais. That is the Pasuk that teaches us that a doctor has a right to do his job to heal people. Mamela, that we have a right to use a doctor. And Rashi said before, otherwise we would have thought to say that since Hashem is the one that made the sickness, so Hashem should be the one to heal you also. Kamash from the Pasuk, no, we have a right, we're supposed to go to a doctor. That's the Pasuk of a Rape, Yerape. So we need the Pasuk already to teach us that a doctor has a right to do his job to heal us. So Mara says, no, in chain is so only for this Rasha, Nichtav Kro, the Pasuk should have said, for Roife, Yerape. How come I have to say, Verape Yerape? What's the Verape? She just said the Rafi has a right to heal. Shemamina, here's the proof, Litein Rafu of a Mokim Nezik. It's coming to teach us a second Chiddush, that the Mokim that you have to pay for the Nezik, you should know you also have to pay for the deductibles. I don't think that since you pay for the Nezik, how much the body is worth less without the arm, you're parted from deductibles. No, you still have to pay the deductibles. Mor says, V'yakati still mi boile, I still need this Pasik Verape Yerape. The Akatimi Boilai Likidi Amor, like we learned before, Lemisni Bokro Berifui. And the Apostle said the second time, doctor bills. And we had those sugi before, that you have to pay even though he gets sick a second time. And let's say you hit him once and he had a wound, and that wound started to heal up, and then he got worse, and he got sick again, that you have to pay even a second time. So we use already this Apostle of a Rafi, you have to pay even a second time if he has a relapse because of the first sickness. So we used it already, Verape, Yerape. So Mara says, no. In Cain, if so, for this Jerusha, Lame Makro, the Poshish, should have said, Oi, Rape, Rape, Oi, Yerape, Yerape, My Verape, Yerape, how come it changes it around, Verape, and then Yerape? Shemamina comes to teach us also, Litein Rufu of a Mokam Nezik. It's also, we have to teach us, that the Mokam you have to pay for Nezik, you still have to pay the doctor bills. That's what it's teaching us. So Mara says, Nechlau is the proof here that since we need Sukkim to teach us that when you pay Nezek, Tsar, Ripa, Shavas, Baishas, it can all be together. Even though it's in one shot you have the Nezek and the deductibles and the Tsar, still you have to pay. But otherwise it would have been Mashma. Nechlau de Mishkachas Lu, Shaloi de Mokim Nezek. That you could find to have to pay deductibles or to have to pay the Tsar even when there's no Nezek involved. Like we're saying, Sukkim Chidushim, that you have to pay even a Mokim Nezik. Mashma Poshup Shat would have been, without Nezik, you would have to pay for Tsar, for the doctor bills. That's the question, how do we have this? How do we have the case that you have to pay for Tsar or for doctor bills without a Nezik? So Mar says, Shleim Mokim Nezik Hechem Shkakas Lo. Tsar Pain Kiriktoni, like we learned already. Tsar Kivoye Vishvud Oibim Nesamer V'yafilu Al-Tipornoi, like our Mishnah says. If you take a hot or shvud, a hot spit, or a hot nail, and you hit him on his nail, you burn like his nail, mokam shein waisechabura. That's the place that you don't do any damage to the body itself. The body doesn't get ruined. There's no nezik involved. There's only tsar. You have to pay for the pain you gave him. This is the case that you have tsar, shleib mokam nezik. Now, ripui, where's the case you have to pay doctor bills without having a nezik? Teve koyev le midi. A person had a wound, something was bothering him. V'solik, and it got better. V'yaisilei sama harifa. Now somebody came and put upon you a sharp sam, a sharp sef. V'yachvore levisro. and it made your skin there turn white. That's what it did to you. It didn't ruin you at all. You had a wound already, just was healing up. Now somebody came down and put some sharp staff on you that made the skin turn white. The bisra. And now you're going to have to buy some medicine to make the color change back to normal skin. So that's the case. If you have the deductibles to buy this new seif, even though there's no chabura, you weren't meister, you didn't add into the chabura. He had the chabura before already. You didn't add anything more to the nezik. This is the case that you have to pay for the deductibles without paying for the nezik. Shevis, where's the case you have to pay? The fact he's not working, even though there's no nezik. Poshit, tahatke biindurnya, obotle, where you locked him up in a room. You took a guy and you locked him up today. He's supposed to go to the work today. The boss is supposed to work. He gets a raise $25 an hour. He would have worked 8 hours today. Would have made a fortune. So now that you locked him up today, he can't make his money. So there's no nezik involved. He didn't ruin his body. He just locked him up. So in such a case, you have to pay for shevis, even though there's no nezik involved. Boishes, where's the case of embarrassment? Poshid, to rock le biape, somebody spit in your face. So Maisa, there's no nezik, he didn't ruin you, you're not worthless, he only embarrassed you. So you have to pay for the boishes, even though there's no nezik involved. So the kids are trying to have the tashlumim one without the other. Now, shevis, how do we pay back for not working? Royanoi sikilu ushoim ikashuyim. We make him look as if he would be a watchman watching cucumbers. Now, turn around, bottom, look like this. Shevet, how do we pay for a compensation for not working? We look as if he would be a watchman to watch cucumbers. You don't make too much money, a simple job. You could ask maybe, it's not right, it's not the right din, it shouldn't be this way. Because before, when this person was healthy, he was a much better workman. He used to get much more pay. Elo dolly davlo v'shokal agro. He would like schlep things, pick up dolly davli. We're able to schlep things and get a lot of money for it. So how come you're only paying him now how much he would get paid to be a watchman of cucumbers, whereas before he was able to do much more? So more inami or else, ozo v'shliach v'shokal agro. He could have been a messenger and make a lot of money. So why are you only paying him now how much he would get just to wash cucumbers? Of course, not fair. He deserves to get much more. He could have done more. So my answer is like this. Midas Adin lo loksa. No, it's not a kash on the Midas Adin. Shekva nosen loy deme yodoy u deme ragloy. We're talking about true. You chopped off his arm. So true. When he would have had the arm on, he could do good work. And then he would get much more pay. But that you paid him already. That's called nezik. You paid him how much the body is worth to be sold for slave, with the arm or without the arm. So you paid him already for the loss of the arm. Now the question is, what type of work can he do without the arm? Without the arm, he could only be a watchman for cucumbers. So true now, when the arm is still sick, he has to wait till he gets cured. He can't even do that. That's shevis. Because even after you pay for the nezik, the damage, you ruined him, but still, if he wouldn't be sick now, he'd be able to do work. So the work that he could do now in his matziv, in his stage now, without the hand, that's how much you have to pay him. Or without the foot, that's the shevis you have to pay him. But the fact he could have done more work before, that you already paid him. Well, it means whatever he could do. Whatever he could do. Just in the limb, whatever he could do now. Right. Omar Rava says like this. Kita es yodoi, noisim loizim me yodoi. For shevis, if you chop off somebody's arm, you have to pay him the nezik, the damage of the hand, and also the shevis. He's not working. For roya noise, kilu shayim kishuyim. You look as if he could still be a watchman to watch the cucumbers. Shibaris ragla, let's say you broke off somebody's leg. Noisim loy deme ragla. You have to pay him for the value of the leg. Like we said, he shots up how much it would be sold for a slave with the leg or without the leg. And the difference you have to pay him. This shevis, and what's the shevis? What do you have to pay him for not working? They can have a job just watching the door, sitting still. He doesn't get that much money, but that's what he could do from now on. Let's say you blinded somebody. You have to pay him how much it cost, how much the value was of the body went down because he's blind. V'shevis, what about the shevis? He can still get a job by working by the mill grind. He can still grind. So how much he would get paid for grinding to be a mitchina brachayim, to grind by the mill. Chirshoy, let's say you made somebody deaf, banged him by the ear, you made him deaf. Noisim loy demekuloy. You have to pay him the whole value of the whole body. It's a person that's deaf is not worth anything. You can't do any job. If you're deaf, you can't hear, you can't do any work at all. That's worse. So therefore, you have to pay him right away to make kula, and that's it. Boy, Rav is asked a question. What's going to be kotel asiyodoi v'loyim do? First, you went to somebody, knock off his arm, and we didn't value how much it's worth, how much this nezik is worth. Shiva resragloi, then the same person, you went and took off his leg, you broke off his leg. V'loyim do, we didn't value yet how much that is worth. Then you took out his eye. We didn't value that much either. And at the end, Hirshu. At the end, you even made him deaf. So, Mao, how much money do you have to pay this guy? Should we say, since we didn't value each one separately, it's enough to value them all at one time. Because now, especially that you made Hirshu, now that you made him deaf, you have to pay the Mekulai. So that's all. You get away cheaper. Just have to pay at one shot how much he's worth. You just have to pay him like how much this normal person would have been sold for a slave. So that much money you have to pay him now. Since at the end you made him chirshay, he's not worth anything now, so you have to pay him exactly how much he's worth. Or Dilma, maybe no. No, we have to value each one separately. First you have to see how much he would have been sold without the arm, with the arm, without the foot, with the foot, and then chirshay. Each one you have to pay separately. And you have to give him each one separately. What's the matter? I do maybe know that chod chod avinin viavinalei nafkamina to boy the meisav le tsar uboishes to chol chod v'choda. The difference is if you value each one separately, you have to pay him tsar and boishes separately for each action separately. Or else if we look at it all one big shot, and you only pay him a one shot, you only pay him to make hulei. So Mar says nehi de nezik v'ripa v'shemis to chol chad v'chad le yavinalei. Kivon the koyayiv laid the mekulei, his command the kot ledami. That's true. You don't have to pay special the yoshevis or the nezik, because since at the end you made him deaf, it's like you killed him. He's not worth a penny. So pshita, you have to pay him exactly how much the whole body was worth. Voyayiv laid the mekulei. You have to pay him the mekulei. But the question is, tsaru boishes mius the chol chod v'chod the yoyiv to a heavy laid tsaru boishes that. That now the tsar, the pain he has and the embarrassment, that you have to pay him each one separately. So heavenly tsar of bushes, each action separately gave him separate pain and separate embarrassment. That's the question. Now, v'yim timslim, if you want to tell me, kivan the loyim duhu, ko yoyiv le de mekule be'ad yadodi, since we didn't value each one separately, therefore when you come to pay now, we look at it as one shot, how much embarrassment there was altogether, how much tsar there was altogether. But what's going to be though, duhu mahu, let's say no, first you knocked off his arm and we valued how much it was worth. Then the leg, we valued that. Then the eye. But you didn't pay it. Now what? At the end when you come to pay, mi amrina do we say, kivun di amdu chodu chodu boilu meisavlei, since we evaluated each one separately, you have to pay each one separately, the tsar and the bushes for each one separately. Or duma maybe no, kivun the loy sholim, since you didn't pay it, kivun loy sholim, yoyiv lei de mekulei. You only paid one shot, all the boishes, all the tsar, teiku, that's takasofik. It's such a tashlumim, how would we look at the payment, how do you have to pay the payment? More or less? Talimar says, Voi Rabba, Rabba asked a question like this, Sheves ha-poichsosa de-domimau, Sheves that got worth in less than money, what's the locha? So Rashi said the case is, Hiko maka shutsorach lishvas mimalachtoi, the guy hit you, that you can't work now. But for Saifa Leah Shalom Kimatila. But it's only your wound, he gave you a black and blue muck on your arm. So you can't use it so good now. You got a sore arm. You have to wait till the sore goes away. Vienkan el is Shevet, there's only Shevis. Ava Poichsa Yaksha Bedomim. Shemoya Bolim Kiraksha Voyadomim Poichsin. Now, in such a case, like he's going to get better later. But I'll call upon him right now, though, if he would have been sold right now with the sore arm, he wouldn't be worth so much. So, Ma, what's the law of Rashi? Mi mechayev apchaz dom of the hashtaloi. So you have to pay the nezik for now or not. In other words, the Shabbat that he can't work now the next 2 weeks, That's for sure you have to pay. How much money he would have got for working, now he can't work, you have to pay him. But the question is, though, these 2 weeks now he's not worth so much. If it would be sold now for an Eved, he wouldn't be worth so much because he can't work so well. But in 2 weeks, though, he'll be all well. He's back to normal. So do you have to pay for that Nezik or not? Or maybe just for the Shevis? That's the Shaila. Kivun the Seifel Achzor Lo Yoiv Lev Lemidi. You don't have to pay for the Pchas. It's not called the real Pchas. Because your body will be worth the same thing later. What are you losing out now? The fact you're not getting your paycheck. That much I'll pay you. For your paycheck, I have to pay you. Or Duma maybe no. Hashtemiyu Afchasei. But right now, when you gave him a black and blue mark on his arm can't work so well, he's not worth that much to do the work. So maybe it's called a Pchas Domov, maybe you have to pay it. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, Alocha Hamaka Obivimai. Someone hits his father or his mother. He didn't make a wound there, because otherwise you would have been chayiv misa. So therefore, you didn't make a wound, you chayiv to pay for the damage you caused them. Or else, if somebody hit his friend on Yom Kippur, he has to